And now it's time for My Job Rocks, our weekly segment where we talk to you about your unique or interesting job. On last week's program, for instance, we spoke with a professional sommelier who helps clients manage their wine collections. This week, we're talking weather vanes specifically. Anthony Holland makes custom weather vanes for a living. He joins us from his company's studio in Martha's Vineyard. Anthony Holland, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
Anthony, custom weather vanes, what are these exactly and how do you make them?
They are essentially, I create, working with a client, an heirloom quality piece that these families will have for essentially generations. Some of the earlier weather vanes, more well-known pieces would be, say, the grasshopper on Faneuil Hall in Boston. Mm. It's from 1743 and is still up there today, so they kind of stand the test of time if done the right way.
And so it's not just N, E, S, and W anymore. You're making custom pieces. People say, I'd really like a grasshopper like the one on Faneuil Hall, for example, or I'd really like, I don't know, how about a leprechaun, because I'm a big fan of the Notre Dame Irish, or it works like that.
It works just like that. Essentially, I have an idea, or even a concept to it, even idea, or just kind of invoking a feeling of, say, a celebration or something of that fashion, and it's kind of working with them back and forth and really getting to know the client, which is another really wonderful part of the job as well.
And which metals do you work in? Are all, I don't know enough here, are all weather vanes made of, I don't know, bronze, or do you pick and choose?
They're mainly made of copper sheet. Use copper, brass, and bronze, which are non-ferrous metals, so they won't rust, and then stainless steel for the shafts and so forth.
Mm-hmm. And so, Anthony, how long does it take you to make a custom-designed special piece for somebody?
It ranges anywhere from, say, a month to a couple of months, depending on the piece.
Mm.
And some are a bit simpler in design and so forth, and some can be extremely complicated and time-consuming.
Well, let's talk about a few of those. Can you give me an example or two of maybe one of the more creative designs you've done?
Creative designs would be one of the designs we did the world's largest full-bodied weather vane for Penn State University. It's on top of their football stadium. It actually ended up being just over 10 feet long and weighing probably as an entirety about a ton.
How long did it take to make that?
We made that in roughly just about 4 months. It was kind of under the gun, and it was a long 4 months, shall I say.
I'm assuming no animals were harmed in the making of that vein, but how about any humans? I hope nobody got underneath that thing.
No, we only got underneath it a few times to seal up some of the bottom pieces. I have a couple of scars from it, but it was pretty kind to me all in all.
How many different pieces have you created over the years?
There's been hundreds of pieces that have come from the studio. Myself, I'd say probably just over 100 to date in the last 7-8 years.
Any unusual requests? Let's say in the last year, has anybody come up with a crazy idea and pitched it to you?
There's one actually that I just am starting now that came up a year or two ago of a pterodactyl holding Raquel Welch from the movie 1 Million Years B.C. Which is a really fun piece because I have a model of it that I found, and then essentially the client had brought in a Barbie doll and so forth, and it's always sitting on the bench. So I always, when people come in, I find a need to justify why I have a Barbie doll on a studio bench.
How much am I paying, by the way, for my Raquel Welch and pterodactyl custom weather vane?
Custom weather vanes range anywhere from probably 12,000 to 18,000.
That is
depending on size and complexity, and then it ranges from there. With you use a lot of gold leaf and palladium leaf as highlights and so forth.
So these, and as you point out, these really, you can think of that as, well, it sounds expensive to me, of course, initially, but then if I'm amortizing it over a 100-year period, since these tend to be real long-term pieces, I guess it all of a sudden seems more affordable than my Yugo.
Exactly. Well, it does do that, and it also appreciates in value. The initial piece that Travis Tuck, who initially started the studio, did in 1974 was for the movie Jaws, which was initially $150 for a copper repoussé shark on top of Quint's shack.
Wow. Do you ever get tired of weather vanes?
Do I ever get tired of weather vanes? Not necessarily. It's always a new subject and a new matter, the new thing that you're learning about with each piece, a new idea and how to, you know, create that piece. So it doesn't really get boring because it it's not one of those repetitive things.
Mm-hmm. Anthony Holland makes custom weather vanes for a living. You can learn more about his company at tuckandholland.com. That's Tuck, TUCKANDHOL1L AND.com. Anthony Holland, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
May the wind always be at your back. Do you have a unique job, or perhaps you have an interesting approach to a not-so-unusual job? Either way, we want to hear from you. To be featured on My Job Rocks on the Motley Fool Radio Show, give us a call at 866-NPR-FOOL. That's 866-NPR-FOOL.